Hello and welcome to Foundation Stones from Refuge City Church. Having a solid foundation for our walk with Jesus Christ is vital for every Christian, especially in the times we live in. Through God's Word, candid conversations, and everyday application, the aim is to help you build your foundation so you can stand strong for God every day. Buckle in and prepare your heart. Pray this: God, ready my heart for your truth that I might be more like you. We hope today's episode empowers you to grow in your walk with Jesus. Let's dive in. Hey everyone, it's Foundation Stones time. This is Jim Weaver, the worship and the administrative pastor at Refuge City Church in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Thank you for being a regular part of our podcast family. I consider you an extension of our congregation. Maybe you do call Refuge City Church home, and I am so glad if you do. And maybe you're listening as a part of another congregation, or maybe from another part of the country than right here where I live. But I consider us family. We are seekers of the true King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And as students of the Word, as disciples of the King, we can agree that we're family and that we are drawing close to the heart of God together. So I hope these podcasts help you to establish those foundation stones. I want to try something a little bit different today. I am very careful to articulate what needs to be articulated, and so I'm very thorough with what I write down to declare to you. And so I script a lot of our podcasts from a sense of being able to read that, but also in a relational way. But today, instead of writing an outline, I wanted to give you a few very simple thoughts, some things that I've been pondering, and I'm going to do it a little bit more off the cuff today. In fact, I'm just sitting here in the studio with my Bible with its physical pages open to the book of Luke in chapter 6. And so I'd encourage you to turn in your Bible to the same place. In fact, right now, I'm not sure if you can hear it, but I have the actual physical pages here under my fingers, and I love that. I love being able to hold the Word of God in my hands and be able to read its words and let it go deep down into my spirit. I want to share just a couple of brief thoughts from this parable that Jesus gave. This is Luke chapter 6, and in my Bible, it's actually under the heading of A Tree and Its Fruit. And I want to share these thoughts to you maybe under the heading of Pay Attention to the Tree. Pay attention to the tree. I'm going to read this, and then I'll explain what I mean. Verse 43, Jesus says, "For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth speaks." There is some profound truth in this, even as it's still very simple. And, you know, if you're anything like me, as I have read through this, I spent more time really focusing on the fruit. And several years ago, I had a revelation of this as I listened to some teaching on what this parable truly means. You see, what I mean by this is that this is not a parable about the fruit at all. Yes, we want good fruit. Yes, we need to produce good things in our life, but it's really not about the fruit at all. What it actually is about is the condition of the tree. The condition of the tree. There's a story in the Bible about Mary and Martha. These were friends of Jesus. They had a brother named Lazarus, and Jesus, when he would come through Bethany, he would stay at their house. And there are two separate occasions where we are introduced to this storyline of Jesus being in the house, he's teaching, and Martha, who is basically the hostess, the older sister, she is busy making sure that preparations are made for dinner. She's got a crowd of people in her living room. They're going to want to eat. And then here's her sister. Her sister is just sitting on the floor, completely enraptured in what Jesus is saying. And she gets a little upset about this. She brings it to Jesus and says, "Jesus, you've got to tell my sister to help me." And I don't know if you've been anything like this, but I know at times in my life, I've watched people truly be captivated by the presence of Jesus, and they just get to sit, and they just get to observe, and they just get to be. And sometimes I feel a little bit like Martha, where Martha's got to busy herself with preparations. You know, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to take care of this. Somebody's got to go after the preparations, or everybody's going to go hungry. But I've also recognized that that can be a cover in my life. That can actually be a facade to keep my heart from becoming vulnerable. And so I can become more about what I produce, about
what is the result of my life rather than just allowing myself to be like Mary. Jesus told Martha that he would never take away from Mary what she was receiving. And I don't think that Martha was wrong in wanting to prepare. I just think that she got her priorities out of balance. She wanted to produce good things out of her life. She wanted Jesus to be happy with what she brought to the table, when in fact what Jesus wanted from Martha was her heart. And so Mary, her sister, was being filled up while Martha was being poured out. And I can see myself more in Martha sometimes than in Mary. I got things to do. I have a to-do list as long as my arm sometimes, and I've got to get those things done. You know, we've got the same 24 hours in our day as anybody else, and I've got to get these things finished before I go to bed because I got to hurry up and wake up tomorrow and do the same thing. And you know what's sad is often the thing that goes to the wayside is my time with Jesus. And so as I read in Luke chapter 6, and I think about the tree and its fruit, I think about how important the fruit of my life has become to me, and I forget that maybe it's not so much about the fruit, it's about the condition of the tree, because look at what Jesus says, no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit, for each tree is known by its own fruit. And so, what if we spent more time as disciples allowing God to make our tree healthy? What do I mean by the tree? I mean our character. I mean our faith. I mean our yes is yes and our no is no and our convictions stand and we are people of exemplary character that walk in honor, that walk in obedience. Because if our tree is good, then the fruit will be good. But if we don't have good character, if we don't have correct priorities, if we don't have a good heart, if our tree is sick, then we're going to produce bad fruit. So today, as you're looking at your life and you look at the fruit that you're producing, let me ask you this question. Is the tree producing good fruit or is it producing bad fruit? You've got to look around your life and say, this is good, this is not good, and realize that the source of the good or the bad fruit is not the fruit itself, but it's the tree. So how is your tree doing? How is your life in Christ doing? How are your disciplines in Christ going? How is your love for God growing? How is your character? How is your integrity? How is your kindness and your grace and your mercy? How is your wisdom? How is the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit in your life? Because here's the thing, if the tree is good, good fruit will result. If your tree is bad, bad fruit will result. And the Bible says that we will be known by the fruit that we produce. Often we're more interested in observing the fruit other people are producing, but we never stop to evaluate our own fruit. And so today, let me ask you this question. When was the last time that you evaluated the fruit that was coming off of your life? When was the last time that you evaluated the fruit that was coming off of the branches of your tree? Because it really doesn't matter what's coming off of the branches of someone else's tree if your fruit is bad. And often, we spend a lot of time as Christians evaluating other people's fruit, but we don't prune our own tree. But the thing is Jesus is declaring here, the world will be able to tell what kind of a tree we are by the fruit that we're producing. He says, for figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. So on my property, I've had a hard time growing trees, and I didn't really realize why until a few years back when I was talking to a landscaper and he made mention that where we live, we've got a pretty strong prevailing wind. I have no natural hills around to break the wind, and I also have no other trees around my property to hold up the storms. And so if I'm not careful to tie down the tree, then the wind pushing up against that young tree is going to break those little roots, and the next year it's not going to come back very strong. I've got to be able to tend to that tree. I've got to tie it down. I've got to water it. I've got to fertilize it. And if I don't, then that tree is going to struggle. It's either not going to grow well or it's not going to grow at all. And so it's really important for us as Christians to realize that our tree isn't just going to become healthy all by itself. First of all, we need the redemption and the salvation of Jesus Christ. And second of all, we need to fertilize it, we need to water it, and we need to tie it down to its foundation so that it can take root. Because what the Bible is teaching us here in Jesus' parable, he says, the good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good. Think of it like this. If you put good fertilizer in, then you're going to get healthy tree out. If you put fresh, clean water in, then you're going to produce good green leaves and healthy fruit out. But he also says the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. I don't want to produce evil. I want to make sure that what I'm putting in is giving my tree as much potential as possible to produce good. Because he continues by saying, for out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. A good way to decipher the condition of your heart or the health of your fruit is to listen to your words. What do you say? What kind of words come out of your mouth? I've actually been around people who have said that they have no control over whether or not they cuss and use foul language. And I'm going to call a bluff on you. I don't think that's true. I think that you do have the ability to filter what you say. If you let it out of your mouth, you decided to let it out of your mouth. The only reason why bad things come out is because of a lack of discipline and conviction. And so this is what I would say. If you realize that you've got bad stuff coming out, you've got gossip coming out, you've got fear coming out, you've got anxiety coming out, you've got lewdness coming out, you've got bad language coming out, it's because somewhere along the lines that got in there. And so if you care about the condition of your fruit, then you're going to care about the condition of your tree, which means that you're going to care about what you put in to your life. Whatever you let in is what's going to come out. So today these thoughts are simple, but yet they're life-changing. If you want to produce good fruit, then make sure your tree is healthy. To make sure your tree is healthy, make sure you got good stuff going in. And if you don't have good stuff going in, then you need to change what you're putting in so that you can change what you're getting out. God wants all his fullness and all of his goodness to come out. The only way it's going to come out of you is if that's what you let to come in. So that's the totality of my thoughts for us today. I hope that this is a blessing to you. I know it's simple. I know it's short, but maybe that's just exactly what it needs to be today. The foundation stone of making sure that your tree is good. As your tree is good, the fruit will be good. As the fruit is good, God will be glorified and lives will be transformed. So add this foundation stone to your faith and let God begin to produce good fruit through you because your tree, your life, is healthy. Love you, friends. We'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us next time for another deep dive into the foundation stones of our faith in Jesus Christ. For more information about Refuge City Church or to join our giving team to keep the gospel of Jesus Christ moving forward and making resources like this podcast available into the future, visit refugecity.church.